Churches are giving sacrificially for Hurricane Katrina relief. Christians are caring for 150,000 evacuees of the hurricane, and government-ordered attacks against Christians are increasing in Sudan. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hurricane Katrina is being called the worst natural disaster in the United States history. Many people have died. Thousands remain displaced. Many in the U.S. believe racism had a part in the slow response time to hurricane victims. World Vision's Steve Haas says the church has responded with open arms.
The disproportionate numbers of people that have been impacted have been the African American community. The most trusted institution for them is the church. The first place they went was to the church. I have seen such heroism. It has made me one very, very proud individual to be a part of this thing called the church.
Haas has been amazed at the discussions taking place as the church helps.
People begin to say, why are you doing this? What drove you to be kind to me? And obviously that opens up an opportunity for someone to simply share who they are, what their relationship with Christ is all about, and in a very natural way, just to continue the conversation.
Go to our website to get involved. Next, thousands of Christians are in the Hurricane Katrina zone helping with the physical needs. Other relief can't be seen, though. Emotional and spiritual relief that can only come through Christ. Book of Hope USA is helping with that relief effort by shipping 100,000 books of hope. Book of Hope's Blake Silverstrom.
I think it's important, of course, to take care of their immediate physical needs, but also we need to take care of the needs of the heart. We've got great Christian people down there that are participating in this evangelistic effort on all levels, holistically, spiritually, and so on. This is an incredible way of reaching these people.
Silverstrom says it's been difficult for them to minister in the U.S. until now.
We've really struggled to get into schools, that we've been met with a tremendous amount of indifference and regulations. This is one way where God's going to penetrate the hearts of those in need.
$1 can purchase a Book of Hope for someone in need and can be a great project for your church. Go to our website to get connected. You're listening to Mission Network News. God is using the tragedy of Hurricane Katrina to give the church an opportunity to be the church. Rick Warren of Purpose Driven Ministries says in every crisis, the church has an open door to show God's love to those in need. Warren says that the Purpose Driven Network is working and churches surrounding the hurricane zone are caring for more than 150,000 people. Long after the short-term aid is gone, churches will still be there to show God's love in action. Next, an international team of investigators are examining the wreckage from the late July crash that killed Sudan's Vice President, Dr. John Garang. Persecution Project Foundation's Brad Phillips says government-orchestrated attacks against Christians have increased dramatically in that war-torn nation.
It seems very clearly that this was a provocation by the government, an attempt to incite violence between Muslim and Christian, and perhaps to try to unravel the comprehensive peace agreement.
Since Garang's death, more than 1,000 southern Sudanese Christians have been killed and hundreds of homes destroyed. Phillips urges prayer.
We need to pray that peace will really take hold in Sudan and that this time of peace will be used as an opportunity for Sudan to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ and that Christians will be involved in helping establish the infrastructure that's really needed to develop the country, but especially the spiritual foundation that's needed.
And Open Doors USA is launching a prayer and writing campaign for the families of two workers of Christian Life Bangladesh who were killed on July 27th. Tupan Kumar Roy and Lipiyal Maradi had been actively involved in community village work and often showed the Jesus film at the invitation of local villagers. They were verbally threatened by Islamic leaders for showing the film before their murders. Prayer is needed that Christians won't lose their courage to share their faith. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.